This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Well, hold on. I know Wayne is somewhere around here, but here's the cool part about this. So I'm honored. My name is Lee Elsie. I fill in for Wayne when he takes a couple of days off here on the Great USA Radio Network, the great show War Now. Again, the number is 833-927-8255 or 833-WAR-TALK. And why I'm honored is because the great Wayne Allyn Root, we get a chance to actually hear from him. We pull the curtain back and take a look because he's in his brand new studio right now, and everybody's excited over there. Wayne, what's going on?
Hey, Lee, what's happening? Can you hear me okay?
I hear you great. It sounds fabulous.
Good. I'm glad you're hearing me good. Technicians here, and the internet's off, but I'm connected on Comrex. None of us even know what's going on. It's all a work in progress, you know?
So are you like me? Are we both totally clueless when it comes to this stuff?
Clueless.
I have no idea.
Without Ray and Joe, I'd be helpless. I have no idea what's going on.
That's
no
idea. I am.
But right now, they don't know why the internet is off, but I'm hearing you on Comrex. No one has any idea.
Yeah, but I hear you fine. You sound great and fantastic. So you're almost settled in. That's great. So next time, Monday, you'll be rocking and rolling from the home office, right?
Let's hope. So far, so good. But it's still little tweaks, obviously, because the internet is off. So I don't know what's going on.
Well, anyway, listen, I don't know how much you saw today, but I wanted to get your opinion on as far as what went on with Donald Trump. And he decided to go the emergency route. And then, of course, the actual bill, because there's some things coming out with this bill that don't sit well with me. I don't know how you feel about that. Well, let's start with the emergency, sort of. You called this the other day that he was going to do this, right?
I did. I was the one who pitched it to him. Forget about the fact that he was going to do it. I'm the guy who pitched it to him and came up with the idea. I'm getting reverb, by the way, which is another issue. I'm hearing my voice in my own ear as I'm talking. But the reality is that on November, I think, 13th, there we go. Now it just shut off. Perfect. On November 13th, I pitched the idea in a newspaper column that Donald Trump, and now I'm hearing the reverb again, guys. I'm only sharing that with the audience because we got to fix it and make sure it's good for Monday. But now it's off. Now I'm hearing nothing, and that's good. All right. So on November 13th, I wrote a column in the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and it said that Donald Trump should use executive order to declare a national security emergency. Obama had done it. Reagan has done it. Everyone's done it. Every president's done it. And he should grab the money from the military budget or anywhere else he can get it, but primarily, preferably the military budget, because, you know, he just signed that gigantic omnibus spending bill a year before that I disagreed with. But he got himself, you know, $85 billion of extra military spending. So it's just a piddling dot in the ocean, right? A speck in the ocean to grab $25 billion out of $800 billion in extra military spending. So I thought it was a good way to do it, and then I got it in the hands of my good friend Lee, not Lee Elsie, but another Lee, and he hand-delivered it to the president, and the next thing you know, within days, the president's talking about national security emergencies. I'm pretty, you know, relatively sure he got it from me, and very proud he got it from me, very honored he got it from me. And I'm glad he's doing it, but I will tell you that I'm in disagreement with him signing the new bill, the new spending bill. It's obscene spending, and I don't agree with anything that's in it. This so-called compromise is horrible. To come back and say, I'll give you $1 billion, $1.375 billion, when you want a 5.7 is a slap in the face. And I would have, if I was him, I would have told him to go, you know, stuff it where the sun don't shine. And I would have never signed it. And I hear there's poison pills in it, which are completely horrendous. So even if he gets the wall, there are poison pills in it Democrats have put in that are just embarrassing. Yeah. That, you know, that say that we can let anybody in the country if they come with a minor, an accompanied child. That's not right. So, in any case, I'm only going to be on for a few minutes. I'll be on in a minute. Sorry, I'm just talking. We got construction people coming in, immediate people coming in, electrician coming in. It's a madhouse here. Just trying to get the studio set up and ready to go for Monday. How can you sign a bill that says even if you build a wall, you're going to let more people than ever in. If they've got relatives, you got to let them in. And if they come to the border with a child, you got to let them in. And you got to catch and release them. And you're going to give them bus rides and lawyers. And this makes it worse. The whole thing is a joke. This whole country has become a joke, I got to tell you. Because Democrats are communist traitors, and they're open border losers, and they can't let you do anything right, and Republicans are cowards who, even when they're in the majority, never win. They're the worst negotiators I've ever seen. I just can't believe how bad the situation is.
All right, so let me throw some of these at you. Like you just said, there's some poison pills. I caught a couple more. Apparently, like you said, they're going to expand catch and release. They're going to actually double the annual low-skill foreign workers that come into the U.S. Like, we need more of those. And also, they did take away some detention space from border security. So my question to you, Wayne, is why then would he sign it? Why wouldn't he just do the emergency order and just go do an end around? Why wouldn't he just do that?
Bad advice. I don't know. Bad advice. What else can I say? I don't know. I don't know what else to say at this point, except that he's surrounded by rhinos and traitors and people who hate his guts, and everybody on the left is an open borders commie that wants to flood the country with foreigners so they win elections forevermore, and everybody on the right is sold out to corporations who need cheap labor and want cheap labor. You know, the Koch brothers, I used to think they were our heroes. The Koch brothers are willing to spend any amount of money in the world to bring in more and more illegals and foreigners, and I'm just so disillusioned and so angry at all of them. And so, do I love the national security emergency? Yes. Is Donald Trump the only president who would have done it? Yes. President Jeb Bush wouldn't have done it. President Marco Rubio would never do it. He's against it. They're all rhinos. They're all no good. So Trump is still the best we got. But why he would sign this bill when it's got horrible things in it, like you just quoted, that bring more illegals into our country, I have no idea.
All right, let me ask you one more thing before we run out of time. So Nancy Pelosi came out, and she threatened the Second Amendment. I don't know if you saw this in this little back-and-forth spat with Trump over the border emergency scenario, where she said, well, how about if a president were a Democrat and they went after the Second Amendment? How would you feel there? I know she threw it out there maybe as a what-if, but you know that's what's on their mind all the time.
So yeah, but I have an instant answer for that. First of all, the president can do whatever he wants, and then you can challenge it in court, right, and the Supreme Court can make the final decision. So what she's saying is because you did the right thing, we're going to challenge it, and then someday we're going to do the wrong thing. The Second Amendment protects my right to bear arms. There's nothing in the Constitution, last I checked, Lee Elsie, nothing that says a president doesn't have a right to protect the border. As a matter of fact, the exact opposite. He's doing the right thing. His job as president, his number one job, is to protect the American people, however he sees fit. He understands the border and national security. As president, getting national security briefings, they do not. So it's a bunch of hogwash what Nancy Pelosi said, because my answer is, go ahead, lady, go ahead, witch, challenge me. I will win in the Supreme Court because no one can ever overturn a national security pronouncement by the president. You will lose because you're trying to break the United States Constitution and take guns away from people. So let's go for it, babe. Come on, let's go. That's what I would have said.
Right. Well, I tell you, he was pretty much on point today. He went back and forth. Like I said, I know you were busy all day, but he went back and forth with the press pretty good today. He got a little heated, so it's definitely it's on. Let's put it that way. They're going toe-to-toe for sure. I wanted to get one more thing at you. Have you seen any with the Smollett guy? Again, this is breaking down for him in a big way, too.
Yeah, he's done. He's finished. He's a liar. I didn't even realize he was about to be written off of Empire. So this was his last desperate attempt with two Nigerian brothers who worked as extras on the set of Empire. They all conspired together to get him his job back, and he must have offered them a giant bribe to do it. They made believe they were mugging him, and he thought by getting national publicity and national sympathy, he might get his job back, and also he'd become a famous celebrity because he's a black guy, a black gay guy who got mugged by two white guys with Trump hats. But you know what I've been saying all along? There are no two white guys with Trump hats on the streets of Chicago at 2 in the morning. They'd be dead. They'd be lynched. So I knew the story was a lie from day one. It's a joke. You know what you call two white guys at 2 in the morning on the streets of Chicago? A rumor. There is no such thing. So I knew the whole thing was a hoax from day one, and I got it right from day one. And this guy's a fraud, and his career in Hollywood is just about over. That's it. Bye.
Well, listen, last night I stole James Hirschman from you. He said he's mad because he doesn't want to eat as much meat as you wanted him to eat, so he's a little...
Typical California. You may be concerned, but he still doesn't want to eat meat. You know what I am? I'm a New York Jew that should have been a Christian born in Texas, because I'm actually born to be a Texas Christian, you know? I like meat, and I like football and apple pie and America and American exceptionalism and guns, and screw everybody who doesn't agree with me, okay? That's my philosophy.
All right. All right, and so you got any words for wisdom? I got to talk to Megan Barth in a little while. What should I tell her?
Just tell Megan Wayne says hi. It's good to have the Reagan babe on my show, even if I'm not the one hosting.
Yeah,
it's
she's
okay.
Great. She's fabulous.
All right.
All right, Wayne, thanks.
Lee, thanks. God bless.
All right. Chris, maybe let him go do his thing, and we can get back to some other stuff. But it's always, like I said, I couldn't agree with him more as far as the breakdown. I'm glad that Wayne at least validated what I had said early on in the show as far as disappointment with the bill. So it's good to have, Wayne in my corner. Because I know, Wayne is a much bigger Trump supporter. So I try to take a couple of steps back. Not that I'm not a Trump supporter. I'm rooting for him. I root for him every single day. He's the president of the United States. He's my president. Again, there are 90% of the time I'm on board. 80% of the time I'm on board. So I'm glad that at least I got validation from Wayne as far as that goes, because the way I look at this bill, and Wayne again just broke it down, he must be surrounded. He's got to be surrounded by folks who are giving him poor advice. And that's another disappointing thing, because I really, really, really wanted him to surround himself with amazing people, right? And I think at times there have been amazing people that have surrounded him, but maybe not for the entire 2 years. And I think he has gotten some bad advice from the beginning. And I think this president, and listen, he may go down as a fantastic president by the time it's all said and done. I just wish the order of things, how he rolled it out, was a little bit different. I wish he went for infrastructure first. I wish he held off on the Obamacare until later on. But if he went infrastructure first and put the wall inside that bill, you'd have a wall being built right now, and you'd have your roads and bridges being built as well. And again, it would be a win-win for everybody. Okay, listen, we're going to talk to cardiologist Dr. John Foley in just a bit. Megan Barth after the top of the third hour. Lowell Ponte down the road as well. Stick around. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and War Now.
This is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why aren't more things in life customizable? Like, why do I have to pay a full gym membership when I don't even use all the equipment? Like the rowing machine. I don't know about you, but I'm not doing a ton of manual lake travel these days.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon? Hiking to the top of a mountain? Or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cetogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Synagenix, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenix.com.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
War now.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them, leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen, not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, we are in fact back, and that we would be yours truly, Lee Elsie, filling in for the one and only Wayne Allen. 8255. All right, we are in fact back, and that we would be yours truly, Lee Elsie, filling in for the one and only Wayne Allen Root on the USA Radio Network. The show is titled War Now. Always a pleasure to chat with my very good pal, Dr. John Foley. That's cardiologist Dr. John Foley to you and me. Doc, again, thank you as always for joining us. There was a study about PTSDs and heart disease, correct?
In veterans in particular.
In veterans.
The long-held belief is that there was a strong linkage between PTSD in veterans. Many would argue probably non-veterans as well. As a single, if you have PTSD, you're going to get coronary disease or vascular disease. And so they looked at it. So the Journal of the American Heart Association, was a study out of St. Louis, Missouri, looked at about 2,500 veterans with PTSD and 1,600 without PTSD. none of them had significant diagnoses of coronary or vascular disease. And they looked over several years. And what they found was that there was a 41% higher likelihood of developing cardiovascular disease in veterans with PTSD than those veterans without it. But that it wasn't necessarily a single diagnosis. So it wasn't in the absence of anything else, you had a 41% increased chance. So it dispelled that myth a little bit. But a 41% increased risk, then looking at specific factors. So in that group of people, there were a higher rate of smokers, higher rate of depression, a higher rate of anxiety disorders, sleep disorders, diabetes, obesity, hypertension, and hypercholesterolemia. So many of the risk factors that we know are risk factors for developing coronary disease, but when they exist in patients who have, veterans in particular, who have PTSD, that combination seems to be sort of a very flammable combination. I mean, a 41% increased risk of developing, you know, some form of vascular disease, that's a significantly high risk.
Are we now 100% sure that things like lack of sleep, tension, all of that is actually a contributing factor to what you're talking about?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there have been numerous studies about sleeping issues.
Yeah, focus on that for a second, because everybody's got sleep, right?
Right, right.
So, you know, lately I haven't gotten a lot of sleep, so how long does that have to happen before you actually put your body in jeopardy?
So it's not a year, you know. It's a lot longer than that. But what you notice is that people, sleep hygiene is really a lot of things. So it's what time do you go to bed? What time do you get up? How many hours of sleep do you get? Screen time, are you watching TV or on your computer in bed right before you go to sleep? Those things affect sleep hygiene. People with bad sleep hygiene have higher rates of obesity, higher rates of psychiatric and psychological issues, poor work performance, poor relationships. So it really, getting proper sleep is critical. And as a country, it really, our sleeping habits are actually going really in the wrong direction. And I see that every day. And, I'm actually trying to improve things myself because I'm probably the dumbest person out there as far as doing the right things for sleeping. So I'm trying to get my house in order because, 5 hours of sleep is just, inadequate.
I know, and
especially as you get older.
I thought it was that as you got older. It seems like older folks don't need or don't have as much time or whatever to sleep, right?
They need it, but they're, and this is why I was joking with someone the other day that I'm in trouble because I'm not getting younger, But as you get older, and I see this in all my patients, it's very frustrating for them because they want to get sleep. They need to sleep, but their sleeping habits are, it's harder for them to get to sleep. They're waking up frequently during the night. Forget about the issues with men running off to the bathroom. Just interrupted sleep becomes a much bigger problem as people get older.
Why?
I don't know. I think part of it is just the circadian clock. Nothing is, things aren't working in many areas the way they should. But lack of sleep really leads to problems. Sleep apnea, so people who are snoring, they stop breathing while they're sleeping, they don't know any of that stuff is going on. Their spouses usually do. But sleep apnea leads to high blood pressure, arrhythmias. I mean, all this stuff is so linked. And when you throw in underlying stress, people are stressed about work, or they're stressed about their families, they're stressed about politics. All that stuff affects your sleeping and then makes you less able to handle, the stress.
Yeah, sure. I mean, I can see that. And you said diet, obviously, so sleep, diet, stress.
Right. The amount of sleep that you get and the number of hours is correlated to the release of certain chemicals that your brain produces that controls satiety. So for people who have sleep apnea in particular, some of the chemicals that regulate when you eat, how much you eat, making you stop eating, are...
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
There were multiple injuries, including police officers that were responding to a shooting at an Aurora, Illinois manufacturing plant. A city spokesman says the officers are in stable condition. The suspected shooter died at the scene. John Probst works at the plant and tells ABC 7 out of Chicago what he witnessed.
He walked by me, next thing you know, from one of the other guys came on the back and said that he saw opening fire.
President Donald Trump on Friday declared a state of emergency on the southern border and directed $8 billion to construct or repair much of the 234 miles of the border barrier. The president says the situation on the border is dire.
We're talking about an invasion of our country with drugs, with human traffickers, with all types of criminals and gangs.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. We love our tangible investments because everybody knows that gold and silver are worth their weight in gold when the whole world is awash in debt. I mean, just awash in debt. Every country, every continent is awash in debt. China is in so much trouble. Japan is in so much trouble. Europe is in so much trouble. You know what's going on in Venezuela and Latin America. You know what's going on in Mexico. And you know what's going on in the United States. Debt, debt, debt. United States up to $22 trillion in debt. Very scary. Tangible Investments is there as your antidote. They are the gold and silver people. And they love people who understand gold and silver. So if you're a qualified client who's bought gold or silver before, and you have a receipt to prove it, Tangible will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. By the way, the whole thing with radio is everybody offers you something free. I'll give you a booklet free. I'll give you a book free. I'll give you a $2 coin for free. These guys are willing to give you a $199 American Gold Eagle free, not for buying, just for calling, if you could prove you're a qualified client, you've ever bought gold or silver before. So respond. And they're friends of the show, and they take good care of Wayne Root and the Wayne Allen Root Show. Tangible Investments is at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. Give them a ring, 800-780-9000. They've done billions of dollars in transactions, and they can show you how to protect your assets, 800-780-9000.
All right, thank you, Wayne. Again, it's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root. He's got tonight off. He'll be back Monday from his brand-new state-of-the-art studio. It will sound fabulous. 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. Talk. That's the number. My email address is leeelciradio@gmail.com. That's leeelciradio@gmail.com. If you're kind of nervous and don't want to call, you can always email me, and I'll talk about whatever it is that you want to sort of bring up and throw out there. So before we take a call or two, real quick, a lot of folks have been asking me about what Ann Coulter had said today on a different radio station, and I don't have the audio that she was going round and round with, but here's what she did say. This is on Real Clear Politics. Ann Coulter, the author of In Trump We Trust, E Pluribus Unum, responded to the president's comments that she was off the reservation. He said that today in an interview Friday on KABC Radio in L.A. President Trump mentioned Coulter in Friday's emergency declaration speech, saying he hardly knows her and hasn't spoken to her in over a year. Coulter told KABC she was going to change the title of her paperback version of her book to In Trump We Trusted. Thank God he's released me from any responsibility for what he's been doing. That was one of the biggest favors anyone could do for me today. She said the president was fooling the rubes with the national emergency. Forget the fact that he's digging his own grave. Coulter said the only national emergency is that our president is an idiot. Now, she had said that is up on a Real Clear Politics. So Ann Coulter, the once very faithful Trump supporter, now again going against him here at this late hour. Let's grab a call or two. We'll go out to Vegas where Steve is. Steve, good evening. You're on War Now.
Hey, Lee, how are you doing?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Good, good. I'm actually from Waterbury, so it's great to hear you. I'm living in Vegas, so I've got the connection from Wayne and you.
I got to ask you, Waterbury to Vegas, that's an interesting run. How'd you get out there?
Roundabout, via California.
Okay, all right. But you got out of Waterbury. Not a lot of people escaped Waterbury.
Yeah. But I wanted to tell you, you know, Wayne mentioned that the president probably shouldn't have signed the bill. But the truth of the matter is it was passed by a veto-proof majority in both chambers. So there's nothing he could have done to stop the bill. But what that illustrates, actually, is that President Trump did not and could not shut down the government, because the Congress holds the keys to whether or not the government is open. President Trump can't stop it, just like he couldn't have stopped it this time. What he probably should have done is what Wayne said, not sign it and had it still passed into legislation, because that would have illustrated that he cannot shut down the government unilaterally. He doesn't hold the keys because they had a veto-proof majority.
His fingerprints are on it, sadly, and I think you're actually right on this, and I would agree with that. I wouldn't have signed it, because now you're part of it. You know, you're part of this whole bill, whether you like it or not. So if he had stepped back and just did the emergency declaration, I think that would have been more of a win for him.
Yeah, you're probably...
Steve, I think I'm losing you out there in Vegas, man. Thanks for holding, but it's nice to hear from another nutmegger way out there in Vegas. I wound up in Vegas as well for well over a year. It was probably some of the most fun that I've ever had. Living in Vegas, there's nothing bad about living in Vegas, and I know that's Wayne's home station. It's just it's a fantastic place to end up. All right, so you know, early on in the show, I said that I thought I had a plan to end illegal immigration once and for all. I mean, it's got some sort of radical ideas to it. Not radical, but I mean, things that I think I would be able to do, you know, if I were in fact the president of the United States, or if in fact I was the king of the country, things that I could do to make it sort of all come together. But to begin with, it's imperative for any immigration plan to work. All points of entry must be secure. That requires an airtight security system. The U.S. government, in 2008, I think the funding for the U.S. Customs and Border Protection came to around $22 billion bucks. So what I would do is for the next 10 years, take the $22 billion that we put aside for U.S. Customs and Border Protection and double it. Now, I know, listen, I'm a fiscal conservative. That's what I am. But I think if you want to solve this once and for all, you throw some quality money at it, and I think on the other side, you end up saving money. So, yes, I'm a fiscal conservative, but you've got to spend this money, because right now there's over $120 billion going out the window every single year as a result of illegal immigration. So you increase the enforcement agents by 50%, getting close to like 30,000 border agents and 30,000 immigration customs enforcement agents. Right now there's about 20,000 of each. So you militarize the entire approach. It's not that they're not doing an adequate job now, but you make it so that there's no messing around. You don't mess around in the military, so you shouldn't be messing around with Border Patrol agents in any way, shape, or form, right? There's rules, and you abide by those rules, period. Next, you build walls and barriers where appropriate with a goal. I say a goal of like 500 or more miles of fencing and walls within the next 10 years. That's 50 miles of wall every year. It's definitely doable. And I know that's not going to be a wall across the entire border, but it'll be enough to funnel folks into the right spot. So in addition to both borders, you all water ports, all airports, train stations, any other areas potential access should be given the highest level of security importance, period. Nobody gets in unlawfully. We unleash every single gadget in our playbook to maximize the efficiency of this, from x-rays to lasers to drones. We keep the illegal entry stats as close to zero as possible. So you throw money at it. You put bodies on the border. You increase the technology effectiveness. You put up 50 miles of border fence. Now, so far, I've been taking from the left, right? So I've been taking. So most liberals out there right now are probably pulling their hair out saying, well, you know, this doesn't give anything to me. This is nothing. Well, listen, most liberals will also argue that the majority of folks who wind up here illegally actually enter through legal means, through legal visas, and then disappear, right? They're gone. They come here, student visa, they disappear, and then all of a sudden they're living here illegally. Well, the solution to that problem is simple. If you're here legally on a temporary status, you got to be fitted with some kind of tracking device. I mean, if people are leaving the sanctity, if you will, of these visas, and they're disappearing into our society, well, we need to take a proactive approach to that, and let's put tracking devices on all these students. That's a trade-off they're going to have to accept. It's that simple. So we do that, and if your visa ends and you disappear, you're now breaking federal law. If you bust your compact with the United States, you become an instant fugitive. We'll come out and get you. We'll get you a one-way ticket back to your home country. It's really that simple. We're going to have all these extra agents. We're going to find you. Now, in addition to the border agents, we double the number of immigration judges. We double the number of agents who process legal immigration. That way, if you're a quality human being and you want to come here to work and assimilate and be an American citizen, then we'll get you in twice as fast as it took now. Some folks wait 10 years. That's too long. So the wait times for people seeking asylum, drastically reduced. The wait time for people who want to just get in here, drastically reduced. Right? Now, this all makes sense so far, so certainly to conservatives out there. But here's where you got to give back a little bit, because it's really fiscally and probably physically impossible to deport 20 million illegal aliens. That's the new number that's rolled out there. So what you do is you set a mandatory date. Say, pick a date in the future, January 1st, 2022. You come forward. If you're an illegal, you come forward by that date. If you don't come forward, you are now a fugitive. If you do come forward, you're fully vetted. If you haven't broken any laws, right? If you haven't broken any laws and you're not on any public assistance, then we'll give you a what I call a purple card. A purple card will give you a tax ID number, right? So now you've got border security. Now you've got people who have been living here forever, and you're not going to be able to deport 20 million people. It's not going to work. We've got all these ICE agents. We've got great security. Bang, 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 bang. This would actually work. Now, there's more to it, but that would actually work. And everybody sort of comes away a winner in this, even the folks that are here. It's not amnesty. You never can be a citizen. You can never vote. But we'll let you work, and we'll let you come out of the shadows. I think that's a way to solve the illegal immigration problem here in the United States of America. Anyway, my name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allyn Root. You're listening to the USA Radio Network and War Now. We'll be back.
This is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy had former Marine and fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world. With the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
War now. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
It's War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
Ron Corey of Tenacity fame is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Ron Corey is a great buddy of mine, and his new book is called Tenacity. That's why I say of Tenacity fame. He's one of the most tenacious human beings in the entire world. He's living the American dream. He's one of the most successful businessmen in Las Vegas, and that's saying something. And he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. He's a Vegas tough guy and former Marine who fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years, but my buddy Ron is so tenacious he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, the raw story, nothing but the facts. It's called Tenacity. And it's the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood's come calling. They want to turn Ron's book into a movie. The story's so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen is already the voice of the audiobook. Michael Madsen starred Donnie Brasco, Reservoir Dogs, and Kill Bill. He's the voice of the audiobook. So go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, an ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Or get the audiobook read by Michael Madsen. You do that at Amazon as well. Or visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. For more details, or go to Amazon to order Tenacity today. Thank you, Ron Corey, for sponsoring this show.
It's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root, and Wayne will be back again on Monday, and I always thank him for giving me the opportunity to fill in here on the great USA Radio Network. So before we took this break, and I wasn't quite done with my yelling and screaming about immigration, so let me wrap that up before we bring on Megan Barth after the top of the hour. So I talked about giving these illegals a purple card if they've been here, if they come out of the shadows and they report to the proper authorities and they get vetted and they haven't been arrested on a huge record. And again, these folks, again, can become productive members of society. Now, I say they never get granted citizenship. Again, I don't think they should ever be allowed to vote. That's just me. But I also, they don't get social service benefits until they've actually paid taxes for 12 years. So they've got to be productive members of society. And once they get to that point, then except for the citizenship, they're welcome in this country and they can work and not have to look over their shoulder. It's a win-win-win. Now, listen, failure to come forward by the designated date would result in instant illegal status and immediate deportation when you're found. It's that simple. And your family's, you know, your family goes right along with you if that's the whole narrative. So there's no feeling bad at that point anymore. We gave you the opportunity. So it's not amnesty. It's common sense. It's realistic. It's impossible to deport 20 million people. I mean, it's basically, it's 12,000 people a day for 5 years straight. 12,000 people every day. How are you going to get them out of here? It's impossible. You cannot do it. And I know people talk about self-deport and all that goes along with that, cut the jobs, cut all that. But this is actually just a more sane way, a more realistic way, a more common sense approach. So you win-win on every level. So I just thought I would share that with you. And by the way, as business owners, they're involved in this as well. So if you employ illegals and every time you get caught, you get slapped with a $100,000 infraction, something like that. I mean, in theory, the majority of the current illegals would come forward for the opportunity of freedom, the opportunity to work without, you know, being in the shadows. Families would be free again to work and live without fear. Gangbangers, drug dealers, any other general criminals would eventually be rounded up and thrown in jail. Business would no longer get away with cheap labor. Legal applicants, couldn't say that, would see the process streamlined. Border security would be greatly improved. Blah, blah, blah. Legal immigration would basically get to zero. And within 10 years, I think this problem would be solved. I know it's not crazy. It's crazy thoughts. I get it, some of it. And I know a lot of folks on the left maybe won't like the electronic surveillance, et cetera, but there's got to be a way we can keep track of the folks who are coming in here. Anyway, that's my plan. That's how I would handle that. And again, I've talked about that a number of different times on my own morning show, and it seems like folks are on board with that for the most part. So there you go. Our number is 833-927-8255. That's 833-927-8255 or 833-WAR-TALK. Like I said, Megan Barth will join us after the top of the hour. And everything we can talk about with her. And a little bit later on, we'll talk about Elizabeth Warren with Lowell Ponte, who I've never talked to before, but we'll figure out how that's going to fly. So, you know, there's a couple of stories that I wanted to get to eventually before the end of the night. And obviously, we talked about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She's like every single conversation, some way, shape, or form she comes up. But she was the driving force in my mind behind Amazon pulling out of the New York City headquarters. And New York City, their loss is going to be somebody else's gain, right? So you're talking about all of these fantastic, high-paying jobs and the battle about unions and the nonsense that went on with that. Now, New York, Queens lost 25,000 high-paying jobs. Don't forget the ripple in the pond effect. What about the restaurants that would have been created? What about the stores that would have been created around the facility? What about the housing that would have improved? What about all the construction workers who now would have had jobs? In fact, a friend of mine, they actually thought they had the contract to actually do the excavation for this project up until yesterday. They got a phone call. The construction company said, we're out. We're done. That's it. There's not going to be excavation because there's not going to be a facility in Queens. So, again, big loss. Democrats, that's a big loser right there as far as Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez goes to build that facility in New York. Somebody's going to get it. Some state's going to get Amazon, and they're going to be a big, big win, and a lot of tax dollars are going to flow to that state. All right, let me take a break. Megan Barth joins us after the top of the hour. Please don't go anywhere. It's the USA Radio Network, and more now.
Hello. I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email matt@peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.